This week's episode of Tay to Z is brought to you by Scented Affirmations. Listeners of the pod will know that Gab and I are huge candle people.
Yeah, we have a candle for just about every season, every mood.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine how excited we were when Scented Affirmations agreed to sponsor this episode.
Scented Affirmations is a small-owned candle business in Kissimmee, Florida. It was started in 2020 during the pandemic with the goal to bring positivity and self-love to others.
Oh, I love that.
Each
candle is strongly scented with scents like lavender vanilla and citrus sage and is made with soy wax, which is the way to go these days.
Mm-hmm.
They are way healthier than petroleum-based candles and non-toxic.
The unique thing about these candles is that they come with a positive message or affirmation on the label. There are sayings like, I let go of self-judgment, and I am grateful for my struggles because they have made me stronger.
So cool.
Ugh, love.
Also so perfect for this podcast and for Taylor lovers.
For sure.
You can go to scentedaffirmations.shop or click the link in our podcast description to find a candle and message for you. You can also check them out on their Instagram at @_scentedaffirmations.
For the week following the release of this episode, you can use the code TAY TO Z, that's TAYTOZ, for 10% off your purchase. Thank you again to Scented Affirmations for sponsoring this episode. Hello! Welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Hoax from Folklore.
It was just as dark. But today, we are discussing the song Holy Ground from Red. Almost Taylor's version. So close.
Almost. Just a couple of weeks away.
so close. Ah. Holy Ground is the 11th track on Red.
Red was released on October 22nd, 2012, and Taylor's version will be released on November 12th, 2021.
Yes!
This song was solely written by Taylor.
Yes! Holy Ground has been played live 90 times by Taylor, and hopefully she'll play it more coming up soon.
Yes.
Most of them were on her Red Tour back in 2013-2014. In 2015, she played it in Dublin on her 1989 tour because Ireland didn't get a performance of the Red Tour, so she felt bad, so she played Holy Ground at that performance.
Nice. That's good.
Once on her 1989 tour in Austin, Texas. Once as an acoustic version on her Reputation tour in Seattle, Washington.
Jealous.
And then once on the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge, where she did the most incredible acoustic version of all time. And that video on YouTube may be my most watched Taylor video on YouTube.
I think it's your most watched YouTube video.
ever. Yeah, I've watched that. So many times, well, because there's no, like, actual recording of it, so if I want to listen to it, I have to watch the video.
Yeah, I'll, like, walk into the living room and Devin will just be watching the acoustic Holy Ground.
Ooh, yeah, you love it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
During the live performance of Holy Ground on the Red Tour, Taylor incorporated a drum break moment before the end of the song with the Tonight I'm Gonna Dance for All That We've Been Through part. There are all these, like, light-up boxes that also fly up in the air that she's drumming on. They're, like, drums that also light up from within side. And we think we talked about this in the Haunted episode, but girl loves incorporating a good drum break into her live performances.
Exactly.
I don't think she's had a tour where she hasn't had a song that had a big drum break in it.
Yeah, and, like, smacking something with a gong or
whatever. She just loves it. So that was a big moment in the live performance of Holy Ground on the Red Tour.
That's fun. That's super fun.
So, Devin.
Oh, me first.
What do you think about Holy Ground?
All right, I hope that my train of thought, like, makes sense, because I feel like I'm probably going to jump all over the place in the song.
Okay.
But stick with me.
Okay.
So, top five song for sure
mm-hmm.
of Taylor Swift's. I have loved this song ever since you introduced me to it, and ever since the first time you sang Took Off Faster Than the Green, like, go! And I was like, okay, Gab really loves this song. quite a bit. I guess I should, like, really listen to it. And then it grew on me, and I have loved it as well. It is really fun, really amazing to dance to, and I love it. I cannot wait to hear the re-record of it,
mm-hmm.
just so that I can not feel as guilty listening to it so much.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one of those quote-unquote stolen recordings mm-hmm. currently, and so it'll be nice to have Taylor's version so that I can fully just, like, let myself go to Holy Ground
mm-hmm.
for sure. That might be another reason why I really like the acoustic version, is because that is hers.
Yeah, you know
that version of it is all her, and it was Lover era singing Holy Ground,
yeah.
which, like, couldn't get any better. As soon as the song starts with that iconic guitar strumming, you know you're in for a good time. The ding 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 ding. And the fast-paced nature of the song is just really fun and interesting. And the vocals themselves have, like, this fervent nature to it, like she's reminiscing. So it's interesting because the fast lyric, it's like she's trying to get through her whole story in, like, one sitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love the entire fill behind Taylor on the first verse. I love the drum kit. I love the electric guitar in there. I love the strumming pattern mm-hmm. of the rhythm guitar. Then it all drops out for the first chorus. And darling, it was good. And it kind of feels to slow down mm-hmm. too, but it doesn't. It's still in the same meter. But it feels slower because everything's pulled away, and it mirrors the holiness of it.
Mm.
Like, you take away everything, and that moment is holy. And so, and this was holy ground, mm-hmm. you know? So she is just remembering it so clearly and has so much reverence for that time that she's pulled away everything. It's just the lyric and like mm-hmm. a little bit of music in the background. And yeah. it's like this really beautiful, beautiful moment. But then it goes right back into.
Yeah.
And then you get the second verse. And it's so good. I love the melodic line of, and I guess we fell apart in the usual
yeah,
way.
So,
and the
story's so got
dust
good.
On every page. I love when she switches up the melodic line, as all of our listeners know. And then she goes into the second chorus, and she has the backup vocalists starting to come in with her. And they do the ooh-way, ooh-way, oh. And it's interesting this time because she kind of forgets the quiet holiness of the moment. And just kind of plows right through
yeah.
with her current feeling of like, oh my God, I want to dance. Like, come on, like, I want to dance with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight we're gonna dance for all that we've been through.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of like bittersweet and melancholy because mm-hmm. I don't want to dance with anyone but you. Like, she is trying to dance and go through it, and yet she misses her favorite dance partner,
mm-hmm.
who is this person she's singing about. And all she wants to do is dance with them, but she can't because they're not together anymore. But she looks back fondly, and so it's kind of like this tough situation that she's finding herself in.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a different take.
You have a different take?
Yeah.
Cool. And then you hit the final chorus, and it's kind of like a middle ground version of the choruses. So the first one was like totally bare bones. The second one was, I'm going to just like go straight through and sing. And this one is kind of like a reverent, like, I'm okay. Kind
mm-hmm,
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of gone through the journey, and she's sitting there, and because she has some of the fill, and she has a little harmony with it as well. And then it pushes through to the end, which is just like glory and like exultation and just like so much fun. And then the build of that like outro is just so good, because not only do you have her singing, you have the harmony, you then have the ooh-ay-yo, ooh-ay, and then you also have the ooh, and so it builds this whole thing, and so you have all of this like layering, and it is just like this exclamation of joy, and how she's just been dancing around all night, and now finally she can like let go and just be herself and dance, and she's let this relationship go.
Yeah.
So I think it is a perfect song. I love it so, so much. What do you think?
Holy Ground is in my top two Taylor songs of all time. It alternates with All Too Well as my favorite song, depending on what mood I'm in, because obviously they're very different songs.
Yeah.
But I love them both a lot. And it's kind of cool that they're both from Red. This is also my favorite Taylor dance song. I love how it moves and how it has just like such a strong driving force. Like it just goes. Like it starts and you're just there.
Yeah.
And I just like love that. Like I love how it's fast, it's fun, and it never lets up. Even with the slower parts and the choruses, it's still moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's still continuing to go. And I just like love that vibe of the song. Like I am always in the mood to hear this song.
Yeah.
No matter what. I think that the beginning is probably my favorite part of the song and how she tells the whole story in those two verses.
Mm-hmm.
And she just paints the whole picture of this like fast, passionate, fun romance that has now ended.
Mm.
In two verses, she tells the whole story. You don't need to know anything else. You get it from those words, which I think is obviously just a testament to Taylor and her storytelling and part of why I love this song so much. And then she really captures the reminiscent feeling of the beginning stages of a relationship and having inside jokes and feeling like possibilities are just endless.
Mm.
You know, like the line, you have the big wide city all to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Like that was like, this is ours. Anything's possible. We're young and we're in love. And I think that that's just very much captured in the lyrics like
sure.
that. Like we can do anything because we love each other
yeah.
kind of a thing. In the ending with tonight, I'm going to dance for all that we've been through, but I don't want to dance if I'm not dancing with you. It's obviously such a bop and such a fun song, but it's also super meaningful and mature at the same time.
Mm.
You know, she's letting the relationship go, you know, all we've been through, and then forgiving the more she dances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to dance if I'm not dancing with you. So it's kind of like she's saying, we got through this and I'm looking back on it fondly and I'll dance with you. Like, even if the person's not there, like, I'm okay with this. Where I am now is because of you.
Mm.
That's how I view it.
The more you dance, the more you forgive. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, that's, like, it's such a fun dance song. She's just letting it all, like, fall off of her is how I view it.
Oh.
Yeah. I love this song.
Yeah.
So much. I have, like, different lyrical shout-outs in other sections.
Okay.
But I know you want to talk about that acoustic version.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, so tell me what grabs you most about the acoustic version and what you love that's different from the original.
Right off the bat, it is a completely different tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just this block chord sort of situation that just is kind of like a little haunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the way that you would think that Lover Taylor would sing Holy Ground.
Yeah, and the perspective
and
she
the
has
perspective
now.
That she has is this mature version where, like I've said in a couple of past episodes, like when the main version of the song is the first time it's sung in a musical and then the acoustic version would be the reprise.
Yeah.
This would be like the reprise later on down the road when she's looking back even further.
Yeah.
I feel like the acoustic version is like looking back fondly on it still. Mm-hmm. The way her voice sounds on it is just so good. And the differences in the melody, the differences of what her backup vocalists do, it's like this super slow, the way.
Yeah.
And it's they've got harmonies built on it and it is just so good. And she like looks you in your soul at the camera when she's singing it. And then she's just got like her whole band with her and like you can see Paul Sidoti in the corner and he's like grooving out. And it's just a totally different take on something that she's done.
Yeah.
And I really, really admire that.
Yeah.
So good. What
do you mean, think? For me, it's reminiscent of the piano version of Forever and Always and how it changes that song.
Yeah.
You know? I also really love the acoustic. I don't like it more than the original just because I love how the driving force of that song that stays with
Same.
It. But I do like the difference in the emotion of the song when she performs it acoustically. And then I love seeing the band and the backup singers and how they're very present. And also just thinking about the Starlights and how they came in on Red and then performing the song, like the emotion of that. And then it's just also beautifully shot.
Yeah.
And obviously I love Lover era Taylor and Taylor coming into her own like fully, like as like a woman. So I do love her performing this in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me kind of wishes that on Red Taylor's version, we would get both. You know?
Yeah. But alas, it's not
but
to be.
I do love the original just because this is just the best dance song.
It really is.
Yeah, we were told by our band leader for the wedding, like, oh, I don't know if that's a dance song. And I was like, it absolutely is.
Gab, do you relate to this song?
I definitely relate to this song and being able to look back fondly on a relationship that taught you something or helped you grow to get where you are today. Totally relate to the way that Taylor paints the start of a relationship as this like fast, carefree feeling, spinning like a girl in a brand new dress. Like, I know that feeling. I have felt it. And then also like the lines, because darling, it was good, never looking down, just enjoying a relationship for what it was and not thinking about the end of it while you're in it. Just enjoying like passionate, fun, carefree.
Red.
Red. Very like young love type feeling where you're not thinking about the consequences. You're not thinking about the future or realities or responsibilities. You're just like swept up in this moment. And then I also always related to the line, and I guess we fell apart in the usual way. And I just love the way Taylor sings that line. Like, her voice just sounds so good on it. Like, I don't know, the way she says it, it's just like, oh.
Because he fell apart in the usual way.
Fantastic. And just relating to that in the sense of, even if your heartbreak feels so personal to you, so many other people are going through it, and there's so many similar ways people break up, that like connecting with Taylor in that way, where it's like, we fell apart, and that's like, that happens. And not every person is going to be your end game, if you will. And just like, feeling comforted by that feeling.
Yeah, and that it doesn't necessarily have to be like full of drama in a breakup. Like, it could just be a breakup.
Yeah.
You know, you just fall apart.
Yeah, I can't really relate to that aspect of it. Because I just feel things really strongly.
Really strongly.
But I do relate to like the overall vibe of the song, elements of it, and then being able to look back fondly on where you ended up based on those experiences.
Sure.
Yeah. What about you?
Just dancing all over the place.
Just dancing it all out.
I relate to this song in the way that I do want to dance all the time. Anywhere, any day. I freaking love to dance. And this song always makes me want to dance when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And then also, you know, it doesn't hurt that you want to dance with me when this song comes on.
Always.
So, like, we get to dance together. So, and I don't want to dance with anyone but you.
Yeah.
You
know?
And if you're not going to dance with me, then I don't want to dance. I mean, I would still dance.
You still dance.
I also relate to the reminiscing about things, looking back on things fondly and walking down memory lane kind of mood and attitude back when things were simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Back when, like, I didn't have to worry about feeding myself.
Yep.
My parents would feed me. I didn't have to worry about a job. My parents paid for everything. You know? That being said, the song can be kind of attributed to, like, any sort of past thing that you look back on fondly, I think. A job, a summer somewhere with friends. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad relationship.
Yeah, like looking back and reminiscing on something. Like for me, even you just saying that made me think of like, oh, it could be like about my college experience.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a show that I did that was like really exciting and it fell apart, quote unquote, because it ended.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like it ends and it falls apart in the usual way and you move on and you, but you dance when you think about it. Like whenever I do the High School Musical, we're all in this together dance, I think about doing High School Musical at Surf Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So she, as we have said numerous times on this podcast, just has the absolute perfect way with words.
Yeah.
And she can create images specifically for you. She gives you the words and then you create what you want from them in your own mind to relate.
Yeah.
And that's why, it was so cool with Hoax, like listening and hearing everybody's different takes on that song and how it affects each person individually, because that's what great art does.
Yeah, totally.
And so Taylor, like, always just keeps knocking it out of the park with, everything.
Well, and the cool thing about Holy Ground is, you know, because it came out in 2012,
like,
this song has changed its meaning for me even over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, Red was, like, kind of my life preserver when I was going through a really, really hard breakup, hard time. I loved Holy Ground, but I didn't really, like, get it, and I didn't really feel it, you know? Like, yeah, I want to dance for all we've been through, but I'm not ready to forgive, you know? And so it's just, like, moving through all those emotions and relating, you know, back more to the, like, I see your face in every crowd feeling and how that's, like, changed over the years and, like, also perspective of aging and being happy with where you are in your life and thinking about, like, okay, like, all these different mistakes or things that happened to me had to happen for me to grow in this way.
Yeah.
It's cool. And it's so cool growing up with Taylor in that way.
Yeah.
And experiencing things differently, experiencing favorite songs differently.
Yeah. And we're going to totally experience it differently with Taylor's version.
Exactly. Which it's is going to be a whole really new exciting. Thing. I'm like a little nervous for Holy Ground Taylor's version just because I love Holy Ground so much. Mm. But I'm sure I'm going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip.
In an interview, Taylor said, "The song Holy Ground was a song that I wrote about the feeling I got after years had gone by and I finally appreciated a past relationship for what it was, rather than being bitter about what it didn't end up being."
Mm.
And I was sitting there thinking about it after I'd just seen him and I was just like, you know what? That was good.
Hmm.
Joe Jonas was spotted at two of Taylor's shows in 2011, leading to wide speculation that this song is about him.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
The hidden message in the liner notes of the red booklet for Holy Ground is, "When you came to the show in SD.
San Diego?
Supposedly. Taylor played an October 2011 date in San Diego on the Speak Now tour.
Okay.
Though we are not certain that Joe Jonas came to the specific show, he was at two of her shows in LA right around the same time. So it is possible.
Huh. Okay.
So though there's not a direct correlation to that hidden message and Joe, pretty much everyone thinks this is about him and that Taylor wrote this song right around that time and then it's about kind of the mending of the bridges because that's when it started happening.
Sure. Yeah. Because this definitely couldn't be about Jake Gyllenhaal. In this moment.
I don't think so.
Because all the other songs about him on Red tear him apart.
Yeah, I don't think she was at that healing, peaceful moment yet.
And I don't think and definitely she not looks with John back Mayer. Fondly on it. Yeah.
I don't think so.
So that makes sense it would be about Joe because they're actually on really good terms now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So they meant
she
whatever.
She sends his baby's presents.
Yeah, and she has mended those feelings, you know? And
yeah.
So that makes most sense, I think.
Yeah, and that's what most fans believe. Mm, mm. Many fans also believe that Joe was Taylor's real first love and that this song looks back on that fondly.
Wow.
And that would make sense to me. In regards to the term holy ground, that generally refers to ground that has been blessed by God or is a sacred space. So by referring to this relationship as standing on holy ground, Taylor is looking back on this relationship with reverence.
Hmm.
If it was indeed her first love, which I actually agree with and think it was, I could see how that could be something sacred to her.
Hmm.
You know, falling in love for the first time. I know, you said reverence. Hmm. I know. You got it. You're good at analyzing music, Devin.
Thanks. Yeah, I could totally see that she would refer to her first love as holy.
Like, yeah.
Totally.
Like, that is something
sacred.
Special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It seems very tailored to me.
Yeah, and that wherever they went, it was holy ground.
Yeah, and even though she dated before, I think, like, you know what that first love feeling is.
Sure.
You know, and that those spinning like a girl in a brand new dress, like, I feel like those really pinpoint that feeling.
Yeah.
Dancing on air, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. So, Devin, what's your favorite line in Holy Ground?
Wow, that was a pretty short gossip gab. Not much about Holy Ground?
It's just... It's, like, pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
tells
I guess
the
so.
Story. I explain what holy is. I think it's about Joe. I agree with that.
And there's really no drama surrounding it. So
it's just, like, a really good song everyone likes.
Yeah, so there isn't much gossip.
No.
Wow.
That's all I got.
So my favorite line are the oohs at the end.
Yeah, that's clear.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. But really, if I have to actually do an actual line so that Peter can make a slide for it.
Mm.
And I guess we fell apart in the usual way and the story's got dust on every page.
Yes.
Gotta throw in the paper, book, story metaphors.
You love them.
Love them. Not only is the line incredible, but as I said earlier, the melodic line of it as well.
So
good. Her change of it is really, really fun. It's a fantastic line. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's fantastic.
The story's got dust on every page. Like, it sat for a while.
Yeah.
You know, there is some perspective here, which is why I do agree that it's about Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
I just love that line a lot, too. That's
know,
not my
good.
Favorite line, but it's so good. I do, like, thinking about the melodic line to that, this is my favorite Taylor song to sing along to.
Yeah.
But my favorite line is, "We block the noise with the sound of I need you, and for the first time I had something to lose."
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be "Took off faster than a green light, go."
No, you just like the way I say go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite line.
Wow.
So that, like, anything, the outside noise or what's going on in your life, they blocked it out. I need you. Like, they're together. They want each other. And, like, for the first time I had something to lose. That does feel like first love to me.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a great line. I absolutely relate to that line. And then it's followed by, "And I guess we fell apart in the usual way." Like, it's just like,
yeah,
we did. We needed each other. We loved each other. And we fell apart because that does happen.
Yeah.
Especially often with first love.
Yeah.
Very few people are still with their first love. But there are some.
There are some
exceptions. I could name every line in this song as my favorite line.
I mean.
But that's my number one. And then also I have to give an honorable mention to the line, "Back when you fit in my poems like a perfect rhyme."
Yes.
That's such a good line.
Yeah. That one's really good.
It's beautiful. This song is just fantastic. And if you've never read the lyrics to this song and you're like only kind of like meh about it, please go listen to it while reading the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so, so good.
I think we already know the answer to this.
Uh-huh.
But on a rating of 1 to 10, "Notes on the Door with a Joke We'd Made."
Oh.
I know.
Another great line.
What do you rate Holy Ground?
So I... I'm obviously giving it a 10.
Yeah, duh.
And I'm going to give the acoustic version an 11.
Okay. That's not allowed, but I'm going to give it to you.
But so both 10s.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the acoustic version just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, like, the feels that it gives me. And, like, when I close my eyes and I listen to it, I get shivers. It's, like, really, really, really good. I love it. But absolutely a 10. Ever since I heard it the first time with you in the car, like, and saw just how much it meant to you.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I need to definitely give this song a chance. And I really didn't have to give it that much of a chance because it immediately just was amazing. And now, yeah, it's top 5 for sure. For sure.
How early did I play this song for you? Like our first car ride?
I'm pretty sure the first time you played it for me was that first October and November when we went up hiking.
To Vermont. Yeah.
I think our first car trip together. Because you came up to see the show.
But you were in the car with me.
I was not in the car with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just remember the first time, "Took off faster than a green light, go!"
I know, you loved that.
I was like, oh.
Well, because it's like my way of being like, this song is going to go, and it's not going to stop.
Yeah. So, Gab, I have no idea what your rating is going to be, but from 1 to 10, "Notes on the Door with a Joke We'd Made," what would you give this song?
I would give this song 10 "Notes on the Door with a Joke We'd Made."
Wow.
Wow, what a surprise.
That's a surprise.
I love this song so much. Absolutely one of my favorite Taylor songs. I think will always be one of my favorite Taylor songs. Yeah, I think I'll always enjoy it and love it. There's enough to it, too, that, like, it never gets old. Like, it just moves and it goes fast.
There's
and
so
it's
much
so
complexity.
Lyrical, and I love it.
Yeah.
I don't think lyrical is the right word there, but...
It's got amazing lyrics.
Full of lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I adore it.
Te adoro, Anton. What's that story?
Hmm.
For those who didn't know.
I didn't.
Spoiler. She loves Tony.
That's not a spoiler. Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at @TayToZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. Do you also love Holy Ground? Which is your favorite, the acoustic or the original version? Did you know it was about Joe Jonas? Can you relate to this song?
Yeah.
Let us know it all. Come chat with us. And be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now. And leave us a positive 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Next episode, we'll be covering "How You Get the Girl" from 1989.
Oh, I love the H's.
Oh, so good.
Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.